Oh yeah. That's good coffee. Good morning, world, and all who inhabit it. I think that's from SpongeBob. Good morning, and welcome to episode 8 of season 3 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. Tis I. Artie. I don't know if I needed to make that clear. Anyways, good morning. It's been a while. I'm so sorry. I'm off my game with this. I have quite a bit going on in my life right now. I'm going to talk about some of it today, especially with the most recent stuff. Recently, my older sister and I have acquired a rental house, and we are in the process of cleaning it up. And let me just say, first off, it's tough to deal with. We've been at it for two weeks, like this Sunday. We've been at it since then. It's been a ride. It's been crazy. It's been expensive. It's been just so much, but we're both excited, you know, and we have our nervousness, and, you know, we have different feelings about this place, but at the same time, it's kind of nice because we're renting it from our father, and it's the house that we grew up in when we moved to San Antonio from California, and it's just been, like I said, it's been tough. It's been a ride. It was pretty, I don't know how much detail I want to get into, but we had to do a lot of cleaning. I'm going to say that. We decided to remove the carpet. So, you know, having to, first off, when you go into a house and you're trying to renovate it, all that stuff, like, it takes a lot of time. It's crazy. It's intense. It's insane. It takes a toll on the person's body and mind, I'll be honest. But when we got there, we decided to take out the carpet, and that was a hassle. You know, the car, first off, and granted, I've never dealt with carpet before, so please no judgments, but if there's judgments, hey, whatever. I never realized how heavy carpet was after you rolled it up, and I feel really dumb for that. And then once we got that removed, I never realized that you needed to put glue down on the floor to keep the carpet there. I don't know, it's weird. But again, no judgments, but if I get some, whatever. I didn't realize any of that. And that was tough to deal with. And I'm still dealing with it because I'm in the process of scraping up the floors. Luckily, the gentleman who owned the house before we had moved in back then had tile. And we, if I'm not mistaken, we either put the carpet on or he put the carpet on. But so there's like tile on the floor, and after the scraping of all the glue and all the dirt that's kind of built up there with the glue and carpet, it just kind of it needs like a good mopping just to get it clean. Seems like it's not that big of a deal, but let me just tell you, it is a hassle to deal with. It is insane. Again, it is intense. It is just a lot of work, but we're getting there, you know. On top of that, we are in the process of cleaning up the backyard. The backyard has a pretty nice, not a pretty nice, has a good patio. It's good for throwing little parties, little kickbacks, whatever. Excuse me, sorry. And it has a built-in barbecue pit, which is really cool. So we have that to look forward to. The garage is a big, amazing space. And we're in the process of just cleaning it out, making sure that everything's clean before we decide to move in. But it's just taking time, you know. I was telling some of the people who have helped me out with it, I'm going to give them shout outs here in a little bit, but that I was disappointed in myself because I had high expectations. I expected us to kind of walk in and just kind of be able to move in instantly, and that is never the case. and I feel really dumb for that. But, I mean, I'm learning. You know, like I said, it takes a lot to clean it, and we're just wanting to make sure that everything's clean, everything's secure. You know, nothing will happen to us while we're living there. But it is strenuous. You know, we're trying to deep clean the bathrooms. We are looking at all the little things we need to fix. We had to get a new fridge, but not that big of a deal. Some cracks in the walls that just need a little bit of patching up. There's the carpet thing was a big mess. We have to deal with the lawn. We have to deal with the garage, the backyard, and then the house itself. You know, we had to make sure there wasn't any little critters crawling around or pests and stuff like that. So we're dealing with that too, which isn't too bad. Like I said, it's just been really tough, and my expectations were just way too high. I expected to be moved in already, but I'm not there yet. But we're getting there. We are. You know, little by little, and it's tough to juggle that with work and with the lifestyle that I have right now. Not the lifestyle, but the life that I'm living right now. You know, it's a lot to juggle, and it's a lot of pressure, and it just takes, it takes a toll. I come home and I'm so tired from work, but then I'm like, I have to go to the house, I have to get this done, and there are days when I'm not able to do that, which bugs me, but at the same time, I can't help it, I can't really do anything about it, so... on this episode on Spotify, I'm going to put it one of those open-ended responses to where if you have any suggestions on ways to get things cleaner, like not even just suggestions, but ways to get things clean, first things to buy, you know, when moving in, and stuff like that. I'd be happy to hear from my listeners, like what they suggest. My sister and I have talked about, you know, the first things that we do want to buy here and there. I want to make sure we have a trash can for the house, you know, like a kitchen trash can that everybody has. I want to make sure that we have cleaning supplies, especially for the bathroom. I want to make sure that I have, like, toilet paper, a plunger, a toilet brush, for my bathroom, and she wants the same, like I said, cleaning supplies. Another big thing that I'm getting is tools. My dad was gracious enough to gift me with some power tools. I just need to take the charger for the batteries, and then going to Lowe's and Home Depot, shout out, helps out a lot, you know, buying tools from there, because we need it, or it's going to be needed later on. Like, I bought a set of wrenches, I bought a set of screwdrivers, I bought a set of ratchets. I bought some drill bits, I bought the drill bits that have, like, the Phillips head, the flatheads, and stuff like that, and I can't believe I'm blanking on what those are called, but it's stuff like that. We want to redo things. You know, I bought a new kitchen sink, or faucet, I guess would be the right word, but there's that. I need to buy one for my bathroom. And then the decorating part, you know, like, but... Oh man, I forgot. I lost my train of thought. Oh, the decorating though. My sister and I have already talked about, like, how we want to decorate the house. For me, right now, I'm trying to focus more. just decorating. Like my room, I've decided to try to make it Gryffindor themed. You know, I want to paint the walls red and have a little bit of yellow or gold in there, which would be really cool. And then put whatever kind of posters I can on the wall, make it as Harry Potter as I can, to be honest, but Gryffindor. Be able to put my Funko Pops up. I'd like to get a TV so I could play online again. I haven't played online in forever, but to be able to play online with like my friends and stuff, that'd be really cool. Put some posters up, and then have like a small desk, have a new bed, you know, a new queen size bed would be pretty nice. I've also talked about how I want to get a futon for like friends who spend the night, that way they have someone to sleep on, they don't have to sleep on the couch in the living room, whatever. Which would be really nice. And then for my bath, or for the bathroom, and my bathroom is more of like the community bathroom, like when guests come over, they're going to be using the bathroom, because the master bedroom and the master bathroom are connected. So for that one, I was thinking of doing like a Percy Jackson theme type bathroom. And for those of you who have listened before, you guys know that I'm a huge movie nerd, I'm a huge book nerd, I'm a huge TV show nerd, comic book, all that stuff. I'm just a nerd when it comes to stuff, but Percy Jackson will always be my favorite book series. Excuse me, sorry about that. And Percy Jackson is the son of Poseidon, you know, he's a demigod, so I wanted to paint the bathroom like a teal color, and then have like ocean themed shower curtains and little decor, toilet paper holder, you know, stuff like that. Stuff that just makes you feel like you're in the ocean. So there's that. And then, I don't know, just stuff like that, you know. But again, there's a lot that has to be done. And that's what I'm going to get into right now. If I didn't say this before, this is going to be kind of a shorter episode, but this past Sunday, I had a lot of my friends come over and help. I had my brother and his friends come over and help, which was awesome, and I'm very grateful for all of them. Shout out to my brother Mo, his friends Roger, Julian, and TC. Shout out to my brothers / best friends, Joe and Sebastian. Shout out to Joe's wife Giselle. Shout out to my girlfriend Savannah, and then shout out to my sister Caroline, because we all did a lot on Sunday for that house. We had Joe helping us work on patching up the cracks here and there. We had Giselle helping us by cleaning the kitchen as much as possible, just making sure that everything is in tip-top shape, that way we can feel comfortable putting food there already, or putting a fridge there. And then when Savannah got off work, she helped with that, so that was great. That got done that day, which, again, I'm very grateful for. We had Mo and his friends basically just helping us clean out the backyard and the garage as much as possible. We had Sebastian working on some electrical stuff, and then my sister was working on cleaning the bathrooms as much as she could. And I was kind of bouncing around from place to place, helping out wherever I can. I feel like I didn't do much, and I hope that's not the case, but that's how I feel. But again, I'm very thankful for all of that. I know this Sunday, I have a couple of friends coming back to help out with some more stuff, and we're almost there. You know, we just gotta continuously clean out the garage, clean out the backyard, some more electrical work, and then just making sure everything's clean, the floors, the bathrooms, the walls, stuff like that. That way we can actually start moving stuff in, you know. Other things that my sister and I have talked about are, you know, what we're gonna put in the kitchen and the dining room and in the patio and stuff like that. And I feel like that's where the fun's gonna come in. Like right now we're in like this stressful space because we're just trying to get things done. We're setting up the internet, getting the water running, electrical, and just getting the big stuff delivered, like the fridge. We have an alarm system, which is great. Very grateful for that. But this is just the beginning, you know, and I'll keep everybody updated. Like I said, if you're listening to me on Spotify, I'm going to put or there's going to be a spot where you can comment or ask questions, and feel free to let me know what you think could be helpful, what you think is useful, what you would buy for your first, like, home, you know, like the first five things that you would buy. Send me a list. I'd like to know, you know, and take those into consideration. That way, when I do finally move in, that stuff will already be there. You know what I mean? send me suggestions, stuff like that. I'm grateful for all of it, you know. And like I said, sorry that today's episode is so short, but I got to be at work soon, and I just didn't want to leave my listeners hanging. Again, I'm very sorry that this episode took me a while to record, but I've just been going through a lot. One of the other big things that I'm really happy with that I did buy is I bought a planner. And in it, my sister and I put in, you know, when bills are going to be due, when bills need to be paid. That way I can manage my money better, manage my time better, which is very helpful. Very grateful for that. So another little tidbit, but suggestions all around, you know, where can I get the cheapest bed, but it's still comfortable? Where can I get decent bed frames or a desk for my computer or TVs, you know? Send me stuff like that. Like I said, anything helps, but send me little life hacks, basically, on owning a house, on finding the cheapest deals on certain things and stuff like that, you know. And then on my next episode about this house, I will relay those hacks to people who are doing this as well. So again, thank you for listening, and, you know, wish me luck. I'm sorry, wish me and my sister and I luck. Wish me luck. My sister and me luck. I don't know how to word that, but wish us luck. You know, hopefully within the next few weeks, we should be all set. We should be moving stuff in, and we should be good to go. But wish us luck. Send me life hacks on my Instagram. I'm going to post the send me life hacks there. Anything, be gracious. Send me decoration hacks too. I'm down for that. But again, I apologize for this lateness, but I'm working on it, you know. Thank you for the time, and I will be back. Just please know that I will be back. All right. In the words of Logic, because I've been listening to him a lot lately, you know, peace, love, and positivity to everyone out there. Just keep your heads up. Also, happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up. Spend it with your loved ones. And just keep trucking, because that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm just continuously working on stuff, and hopefully by the time I get there, I can just be calm and relaxed. So send those things. And I know I keep saying that, but anything helps. All right, I'll leave you on that. See you guys, or talk to you guys later.